This is the Sakar Merli of the 15th of September 2025. Essence, sweet children, the Father has come to teach you the deep philosophy of action, neutral action, and sinful action. When both you souls and your bodies are pure, actions are neutral. When you become impure, actions become sinful. Question. What is the reason for souls becoming rusty? What is the sign of a soul being covered with rust? Answer. The reason for rust is vice. It is when you souls become impure that you are covered with rust. If, even now, souls have rust, they are attracted to the old world. Their intellects continue to become criminal, and they are unable to stay in remembrance. Om Shanti. You children have understood the meaning of this. As soon as you souls say Om Shanti, you have the faith that you are not residents of this place. We are residents of the land of peace. Our original religion is peace when we reside in our home. Then we come here to play our parts, because we souls act through our bodies. There are good and bad actions. In the kingdom of Ravan there are bad actions. Everyone's actions have become sinful in the kingdom of Ravan. Not a single person is free from performing sinful actions. People believe that sages and sannyasis do not perform sinful actions because they remain pure and because they have adopted renunciation. In fact, they don't know at all what it means to be pure. They say, I am impure, and they call out to the purifier. The world cannot become pure until he comes. Here it is an old impure world, and this is why they remember that pure world. When they go to that pure world, they won't remember this impure world. That world is completely separate. Everything is at first new and then becomes old. Not a single impure being can exist in that new world. The creator of the new world is the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. He alone is the purifier. His creation definitely has to be pure. From pure to impure, and impure to pure. These things do not sit in anyone's intellect. The Father comes every cycle to explain to you. The intellects of some of you children too have faith, and then their intellects develop doubt. Maya completely swallows them. You have Maharatis. Maharatis are invited to give lectures. You have to explain to Maharajas. At first you were pure and worthy of being worshipped. This is now an impure world. Only the people of Bharat existed in the pure world. You people of Bharat belong to the original, eternal deity religion, and were double-crowned and completely viceless. Maharatis have to explain in this way. You have to explain this with intoxication. God speaks. By sitting on the pyre of lust, souls have become ugly. Then, by sitting on the pyre of this knowledge, souls will become beautiful. Anyone who explains cannot sit on the pyre of lust. However, there are some who, while explaining to others, sit on the pyre of lust themselves. Today they explain this knowledge, and tomorrow they fall into vice. Maya is so strong, don't even ask. Those who explain to others then sit on the pyre of lust themselves. Then they have to repent and ask, what happened? This is a boxing match. As soon as a man sees a woman, he is attracted and he dirties his face. Maya is very powerful. They make a promise and then fall. So 100-fold punishment is then accumulated. It is like becoming as impure as a Shudra. It has been remembered, after drinking nectar, they would go outside and harass others by performing dirty actions. You need two hands to clap. You can't clap with one hand. Both become spoilt. Then some give their news, whereas others, because of being too ashamed, don't give their news. They feel that their names would be defamed in the Brahmin clan. When someone is defeated in a fight, there is a lot of sound spread around that such a strong wrestler was defeated. Many such accidents take place. Maya slaps them. The destination is very high. You children now explain that those who were Satopritan and beautiful became ugly and Tamopritan by sitting on the pyre of lust. Rama has been portrayed as dark blue. They make dark blue pictures of many of them. However, only the names of the main ones are used to explain to you. Here too they have a dark blue picture of Ramachandra. Ask them, why have you made the picture dark blue? They reply, this is the will of God. This has continued from time immemorial. They don't know why this happens, or even what happens. The Father is now explaining to you, by sitting on the pyre of lust, you became impure and unhappy, and not worth a penny. That is a viceless world, and this is a vicious world. Explain in this way, this is the Sun Dynasty, and that is the Moon Dynasty. Then you have to become part of the Merchant Dynasty. By going onto the path of sin, they are no longer called deities. In the Jagannath Temple, they have shown the deity clan up above. Their dress is that of deities, but their activity is portrayed as being very dirty. Pay attention to the things that the Father draws your attention to. A great deal of service can be done at the temples. You can explain at the Srinath temple too. Ask them, why have you made these images dark blue? It is very good to explain this. That is the Golden Age, and this is the Iron Age when souls become rusty. Your rust is now being removed. The rust of those who don't stay in remembrance is not removed. When souls are covered with a lot of rust, they are very much attracted to the old world. The greatest rust of all is vice, lust. It is because of vice that souls have become impure. Check yourselves to see that your intellects do not become criminal. Even very good first-class children fail in this. You children have now received the understanding that the main aspect is purity. There has been a great deal of fighting due to this from the beginning. The father created a tactic for this. Everyone used to say that they were going to drink the nectar of this knowledge. Only the ocean of knowledge has the nectar of this knowledge. No one can become pure from impure by studying the scriptures. Souls have to become pure and then go to that pure world. After becoming pure, where can you go from here? People believe that so-and-so attained eternal liberation. What do they know? If someone had attained eternal liberation, you couldn't carry out the ceremonies for the departure of that soul. Here, people keep a lamp ignited so that that soul won't have any difficulty or stumble in the dark. A soul goes and takes another body in a matter of just a second. How could there be darkness for a soul? That system has continued. You too used to do that, but you don't do it anymore. You know that the body merged with the dust. There, they don't have such customs and systems. Now there is nothing in occult powers, etc. For instance, even if someone has wings and begins to fly, so what? What benefit would there be in that? The Father says, "Remember me and your sins will be absolved." This is the fire of yoga, through which you become pure from impure. You receive wealth through this knowledge. Through yoga you become ever healthy and pure, and through this knowledge you become ever wealthy. The lifespan of a yogi is always longer than that of a bogey, one who indulges in sensual pleasures. Sri Krishna is called Yogeshwar. He became Krishna by remembering God. He isn't called Yogeshwar in heaven. He is a prince then. He performed such actions in his last birth that he became Krishna. The Father has explained to you the deep philosophy of action, neutral action and sinful action. For half a cycle there is the kingdom of Rama, and then for half a cycle there is the kingdom of Ravan. To indulge in vice is the biggest sin. You are all brothers and sisters. All souls are brothers. You are the children of God. So how can there be criminal assault? We BKs cannot indulge in vice. It is only by using this tactic that you can remain pure. You know that the kingdom of Ravan is now coming to an end. All souls will then become pure. This is known as having light in every home. Your lights have now been ignited. Each of you has received a third eye of this knowledge. In the Golden Age, everyone is pure. It is only at this time that you understand this. You children have number-wise strength in explaining to others. You stay in remembrance number-wise. How the kingdom is established doesn't enter anyone's intellect. You are an army. You know that you are becoming pure with the power of remembrance, and that you will then become kings and queens. In the next birth, you will have a golden spoon in your mouth. Those who pass a higher examination claim a higher status. There is a difference you receive happiness according to how much you study. God is teaching you. Therefore, you should constantly have that intoxication. You are receiving nourishing food now. No one but God can make you into gods and goddesses. You are now becoming pure from impure. You will then claim a high status and remain happy for birth after birth. While studying, some of you become dirty. By becoming body conscious, your third eye of this knowledge closes. Maya is very powerful. The Father himself says, it does take a lot of effort. I enter the body of Brahma and make so much effort. Some of them understand this and then ask the question, how is it possible for Shiv Baba to come and teach us? I don't believe it. This is their own cleverness. They simply speak in that way. However, the kingdom will be established anyway. It is said the boat of truth may rock, but it will never sink. There are many obstacles. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, who are the lights of the eyes, to you souls who are becoming beautiful from ugly, love, remembrance and good morning from the depths of the heart of the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Remove the rust of vice with the fire of yoga. Check yourself to see whether your intellect is becoming criminal or not. 2. Having developed a faithful intellect, don't have doubts about anything. In order to save yourself from performing sinful actions, always perform every action after first stabilizing in your original religion and in remembrance of the Father. Blessing. May you become worthy of receiving blessings from everyone and experience growing with an elevated method of sustenance. The confluence age is the age to grow with congratulations. You children are being sustained with congratulations from the father and the family. It is with these congratulations that you dance, sing, are sustained and fly. This sustenance is wonderful. You children become bestowers with big hearts and feelings of mercy, and continue to give congratulations to one another at every moment, saying, very good, very good. This is an elevated way of giving sustenance. Continue to sustain everyone in this way, and you will become worthy of receiving congratulations. Slogan: to make your nature very easy is the easiest way to become an embodiment of solutions. Invaluable elevated versions of Mateshwari Ji. The eternal drama created is of effort and reward. Mateshwari, effort and reward are two things. A reward is created by the efforts made. This eternal cycle continues to turn. the original, eternal residents of Barat, were worthy of worship, and then became worshippers. Then those same worshippers will make effort and become worthy of worship. The play of the eternal drama of the rise and fall is predestined. Seeker, Mateshwari, I have this question. Since this drama is predestined in this way, then if I am going to rise, it will happen automatically. So what is the benefit of making effort? Those who rise will then fall. So why then should we make so much effort? Mateshwari, you say that the drama repeats identically. So then does not Almighty God get tired of watching such a play? Just as there is a difference in the four seasons, such as winter, spring, summer and autumn, is there any difference in this play? Mateshwari, this is the uniqueness of this drama. It repeats identically. Another speciality of this drama is that although it repeats, it feels new every day. At first, we did not have these teachings, but when we received this knowledge, we knew that every second that passes, second by second, is exactly as it was in the previous cycle. But we feel it to be new every day when we observe it as a detached observer. We have now received the understanding of both happiness and sorrow. So we mustn't then think that since we are going to fail, why should we study? No, in that case, you should also think that if you are going to get food, you will receive it automatically. So why are you then making so much effort to earn something? In fact, I am seeing that now the time of ascent has come, and that same deity dynasty is being established. So why should we not take that happiness now? For instance, if someone wants to become a judge, then it is only when he makes some effort that he will receive a degree. If he fails, all effort would go to waste. However, it is not like that with this imperishable knowledge. This imperishable knowledge is not even slightly destroyed. Even if you do not make enough effort to go into the deity dynasty, if you have made less effort, you can become part of the Golden Age subjects. However, it is essential to make effort because your reward is only created by making effort. And so the greatness is of the effort. This godly knowledge is for all human souls. First of all, we have to keep one main point in our awareness. Since God is the seed of this human world tree, then this knowledge that we receive from God is essential for all human beings. Those of all religions have a right to this knowledge. Although the knowledge of each religion is its own, their scriptures are their own, their opinions are their own, their sanskars are their own. Nevertheless, this knowledge is for everyone. Even though they may not be able to take this knowledge, and they don't go into our dynasty, because that one is the father of all, they will all definitely become pure by having yoga with him. Then, because of this purity, they will all definitely claim a status in their own section, because all human beings believe in yoga. Many people say that they want eternal liberation, but it is only by having this yoga that you can receive the power to be liberated from being punished. Acha. Aviat signal. Now ignite the fire of love and make your yoga volcanic. You children have the elevated power of purity that will work like a fire to burn all the rubbish of the world in a second. When you souls are able to stabilize in the stage of complete purity, all the rubbish will be burnt by that stage of your elevated thoughts in your ignited fire of love. In fact, this is the fire of yoga. You children must now use this elevated power of yours. Om Shanti.